Father Beorka insisted that I should be baptized again, or else heaven would not know who I was when I arrived with the name Uhtred. I protested, but Gutha wanted it, and my father cared more for her contentment than for mine. And so a barrel was carried into the church and half filled with seawater, and Father Beorka stood me in the barrel and ladled water over my hair. "Receive your servant Uhtred," he intoned, "into the holy company of the saints and into the ranks of the most bright angels." I hope the saints and angels are warmer than I was that day. And after the baptism was done, Gutha wept for me, though why I did not know. She might have done better to weep for my brother. We found out what had happened to him. The three Danish ships had put into the mouth of the River Alm, where there was a small settlement of fishermen and their families. Those folk had prudently fled inland, though a handful stayed and watched the river mouth from woods on higher ground. And they said my brother had come at nightfall and seen the Vikings torching the houses. They were called Vikings when they were raiders, but Danes or pagans when they were traders. And these men had been burning and plundering, so were reckoned to be Vikings. There had seemed very few of them in the settlement. Most were on their ships, and my brother decided to ride down to the cottages and kill those few. But of course it was a trap. The Danes had seen his horsemen coming and had hidden a ship's crew north of the village, and those 40 men closed behind my brother's party and killed them all. My father claimed his eldest son's death must have been quick, which was a consolation to him. But of course it was not a quick death, for he lived long enough for the Danes to discover who he was, or else why would they have brought his head back to Bebbanburg? The fishermen said they tried to warn my brother, but I doubt they did. Men say such things so that they are not blamed for disaster. But whether my brother was warned or not, he still died, and the Danes took 13 fine swords, 13 good horses, a coat of mail, a helmet, and my old name. But that was not the end of it. A fleeting visit by three ships was no great event. But a week after my brother's death, we heard that a great Danish fleet had rowed up the rivers to capture Eofarik. They had won that victory on All Saints' Day, which made Gutha weep, for it suggested God had abandoned us. But there was also good news, for it seemed that my old namesake, King Osbert, had made an alliance with his rival, the would-be King Aelle, and they had agreed to put aside their rivalry, join forces, and take Eofarik back. That sounds simple, but of course it took time. Messengers rode, advisors confused, priests prayed, and it was not till Christmas that Osbert and Aelle sealed their peace with oaths. And then they summoned my father's men. But of course we could not march in winter. The Danes were in Eofarik, and we left them there until the early spring, when news came that the Northumbrian army would gather outside the city, and to my joy, my father decreed that I would ride south with him. "He's too young," Gutha protested.
"He is almost 11," my father said, "and he must learn to fight."
"He would be better served by continuing his lessons," she said.
"A dead reader is no use to Bebbanburg," my father said, "and Uhtred is now the heir, so he must learn to fight."
That night, he made Beorka show me the parchments kept in the church, the parchments that said we owned the land. Beorka had been teaching me to read for 2 years, but I was a bad pupil, and to Beorka's despair, I could make neither head nor tail of the writings. Beorka sighed, then told me what was in them. "They describe the land," he said, "the land your father owns, and they say the land is his by God's law and by our own law." And one day it seemed the lands would be mine, for that night my father dictated a new will, in which he said that if he died, then Bebbanburg would belong to his son, Uhtred, and I would be elderman. And all the folk between the rivers Tweed and the Tyne would swear allegiance to me.